Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Menendez. Bob Menendez ain't leaving the Senate, folks. Why would you? You've already beaten it once when you've taken, you know, been accused of corruption and bribery and everything else. Why not stay in office and fight again? Now, to be clear, Menendez is a guy that Democrats knew was shady as hell. They knew he was corrupt. They knew he was corrupt last time when there was a hung jury. There have been conversations in Washington, D.C. for decades about Menendez and how corrupt Menendez is. And I say that to compare it to exactly what has happened with Joe Biden, the Biden crime family. People knew how shady Joe Biden was, James Biden, his brother, right, Jimmy, and then his son. Everybody's known about it in Democratic circles for years. So the question is, why is it that Democrats are now saying that Menendez should step aside? Hell, even AOC came out this week, and she said that she believed that Bob Menendez should step down from his seat. Now, of course, Menendez come out saying, no, you can go to hell. I ain't doing that. Even on The View, that woman who acts like she identifies as a Republican. Is that a good way of putting that, Ms. Producer? Ana Navarro, she identifies as a Republican. She's a hardcore cranky, like socialist, communist, liberal. She came out, and I love how she tried to personalize it by saying, you know, I'm really upset about this. I'm very shaken. I've known him for years. By the way, if you're a conservative, you don't hang out or know Bob Menendez, okay? That's number one, strike against you. Number two, you vote for Democrats, you're a Democrat, all right? That's strike two. Number three, you're a partisan hack for the Democratic Party masquerading as a Latina. Right, woman, because that's like your thing and how you make money on The View. But listen to her talk about Menendez and how personal it is to her.
I'm having a very hard time reconciling the evidence I saw shown on TV with the Bob Menendez I have known for almost 30 years. This is
okay. So there's two options here for Ana Navarro. All right. And I had the they paid me. I had to work with her when I was at CNN as a conservative commentator. And it was I earned every dollar when I had to deal with her. I love how she says here, I'm having a hard time reconciling the evidence I saw on TV with the Bob Menendez I have known for almost 30 years. OK, well, that's one of two things here. One, you're an idiot. Or two, you're a liar. Because it is not hard to reconcile the evidence, certainly after the last court case where there was a ton of evidence against him and it was a hung jury, okay? But the idea that you're having a hard time reconciling the evidence that you saw on TV with the Bob Menendez, I've known, that means that you're an idiot. Like, because he clearly could manipulate you to believe that he was somehow different than he was. Now, I don't believe that Ana Navarro, by the way, is that stupid. I really don't. I think Ana Navarro is a partisan hack who is trying to figure out, how do I admit that Bob Menendez is a scumbag without hurting Joe Biden? Because if I admit And this is the problem with the Democrats right now. I want to be clear. I don't give a crap about Menendez. I really don't. I think he's a scumbag. I think he's going to go to jail for this. I think the evidence is overwhelming. I think the evidence was overwhelming last time. I think that everybody in Washington knew how corrupt and shady he and his wife were, and now they got caught red-handed. Okay? The system's going to take care of this. So I'm not really concerned with it. The point I'm making for you tonight is this. The Bob Menendez that the Democrats are now throwing under the bus has done nothing compared to what Joe Biden and the Biden crime family has done while he's been in office. If you are a Democrat right now and you are criticizing Bob Menendez, then how the hell are you not demanding that Joe Biden step down from the White House? How are you not demanding a special counsel? How are you not demanding that he be impeached? Because there's quite a few Democrats that are out there. Well, you know, Bob Menendez, he should step down for the good of the country. Bob Menendez and what he's been accused of is not even close to what the Biden crime family did. We have the suspicious activity reports. We know it's all there. We have the bank and the wire transfers. We have 9 Biden family members taking money. We have the White House lying. We have Biden lying. I never talked about any business dealings with my son ever, period. Okay, well, let's change that. I never was really involved in the family business. I just was being a loving dad and talking about the weather. Okay, crap, that's not going to work. To be clear, I never took money personally from any of this. Well, you did. Your son was paying for your whole life. Your son was writing in emails that, you know, I gotta give 50% of what I make to daddy. I gotta hold 10% for the big guy all the time. So if you're gonna say that Bob Menendez is guilty and that Bob Menendez should step down, what does that say about Joe Biden? It means in comparison, well, Joe Biden should be in jail. And that's why they're trying to make this emotional. As Anna Navarro's like, I'm having such a hard time reconciling the evidence. Oh, that I saw on TV of my good friend of 30 years. And then listen to hear what she says. She says it's hard on her.
It's personally hard for me. But, you know, when I saw all the evidence, I'm shaken. I'm hoping against hope that there is some sort of logical explanation. But
what logical explanation would there be? Let's deal with that incompetent, incredibly stupid statement by Anna Navarro. All right. And let's really look at this. Right. She's hoping against hope that there's some sort of logical explanation for gold bars. What logical explanation would there be for that? You dumb A. What, like for just pure cash coming in from a foreign government? What logical explanation would there be for that? You dumb A on The View. Tell me an example. There isn't one, by the way. But this is how much they're willing to cover for Menendez so that they can continue to cover for the Biden crime family. Because this is the worst timing for the Joe Biden Crime Inc., right? The mob boss and the Democratic Party. They've got a guy that got caught red-handed with gold bars, cash, and cars. The Biden's got cars. Right? They did. Never forget. They got a Porsche. Check that box. They got cash. Check that box. Hell, they were getting diamonds. Raw diamonds. Like big old fat diamonds. They were getting billions in loans to set up companies. They were shaking down people sitting next to my father with that famous now WhatsApp text message. In fact, I've got it right here. Let's just read this real quick. This is Hunter Biden. I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Now, this is going to the Chinese communist, basically government official who's in business with them. Tell the director, Hunter Biden writes, that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. There's your threat. And now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Chairman Zhang, the chairman, right? I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me, that would be Joe Biden, and every person he knows, and my ability to forever hold a grudge that you will regret not following my direction, I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Now, We could have found out if Hunter Biden was bluffing, if he was lying. And there's a chance he could have been lying, right? Maybe Hunter Biden was lying and his dad really wasn't next to him. There's a chance that could have happened. You know how we could have figured it out? By looking at GPS. We could have figured it out by looking at GPS coordinates to see if they were sitting next to each other. And guess what happened? The DOJ and the FBI said, nope, you cannot look at that data. You look at the shakedowns by the Biden crime family and you look at what Menendez was doing. They're one in the same. They're one in the same. And so this is why people like Ina Navarro have got to go out on stage on The View and take a stupid pill to try to cover for their incompetency. And I guess she thought, well, as a Latina, right, the liberal woman who's acting like a Republican. I hate frauds, by the way. Just like I'm a conservative. I'm a hardcore conservative. God bless America. America first policy. I don't believe we can export democracy. I want to stay out of foreign wars. I want to stop spending so much damn money. I want to stop ruining this country for our kids. Like, I don't lie about that. Ana Navarro sits there and lies every day just to get a paycheck as a Latina woman. Keep listening.
Also, Bob, no Bob Menendez. And no, Bob Menendez is not going to resign. He beat this once. He's thinking, I can fight this. I'm going to fight this. He's not. I don't think he's going to resign. I think he's going to go to trial on this. This looks ugly. This looks bad. This is hard to explain. I can't come up with an explanation.
But she didn't say he should resign. Did you notice that? I know Bob Menendez. He's not going to resign. I'm shaken by this. I'm hoping against hope that there's some sort of logical explanation, she says. But you notice what a scumbag Ana Navarro is in this scenario. She's not going to tell you that she believes in doing the right thing. In fact, she's going to do the opposite of telling you to do the right thing. What she's telling you to do is to understand that, well, Bob Menendez is a fighter and he's going to fight. So we're going to justify him staying in office and fighting. And we're going to justify him beating this, right? Like now he's like, a cancer survivor? That's how they're treating them. It's like he's got a terminal illness now. And the illness is corruption and fraud and selling out of the American government. But you shouldn't expect him to resign. Because he's a fighter. And by golly, when you get cancer, you fight. You don't just lay down and give up. Bob Menendez is not going to resign. And I'm not going to call for him to resign because I'm a scumbag just like he is. I want to tell you about a company that I really want you to check out. Every day, we hear about another familiar brand that sells out their customers and is going woke. Americans like me, and you're probably one of them, are sick and tired of having leftist propaganda jammed into every product that we consume. Well, woke mobile companies are no different. The company that you're paying your bill to right now may be giving major donations to Planned Parenthood, for example. And for years, they've been dumping millions into these liberal causes. And we had to take it because you need a cell phone and probably thought there was no alternative. Well, I've got news for you. There is, and I want you to make the switch and stand up for a company that stands up for your values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. That means you get the best possible service in your area, period. But guess what you do lose? The leftist propaganda. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. That's because they give a piece of your bill every month to those causes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team that makes switching easy. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. It's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantee when you're on the phone with them. Get the same dependable service and take a stand for your values. Make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Little sidebar here, something you may not know. The media will not cover this, by the way. There's a really big story that is connecting Bob Menendez to Hunter Biden and to the President of the United States of America, and it deals with corruption. Senator Bob Menendez's aide asked Hunter Biden and his partner to invite Joe Biden to an event in 2010. Menendez's chief of staff in 2010 asked Hunter Biden and his business partner, you may remember this name, another corrupt dude, Eric Swearin, to invite the then Vice President Joe Biden to an annual economic summit. Now, why was he going through the back channels? Because he'd already gone through the official channels at the White House, and they said no. The emails depict just how close Hunter Biden and his associates were to Joe Biden. This is after they'd already gotten an official no from the White House, who claim, of course, that they never spoke about business dealings ever. Eric Swearin emailed Hunter Biden on April the 7th. Now, remember, Hunter Biden never talks business with daddy. That was their story. But on April the 7th, 2010, Swearin emails Hunter Biden about a call he received from Menendez's chief of staff, Danny O'Brien, regarding an event Menendez wanted Joe Biden to attend. According to this email, unearthed by the non-for-profit Marco Polo, the email came days after O'Brien was officially turned down by Joe Biden's official office. On May the 4th, Joe Biden's scheduling department emailed Menendez and O'Brien declining the offer to attend the Spain's council's annual forum. Now, this is where the corruption gets interesting. They get the email back, and it's very clear. It says, Senator Menendez, Mr. O'Brien, thank you for inviting the vice president to the keynote. Unfortunately, due to his schedule and the volume of requests that come in, the majority of them we must decline. Sincerely, we regret it. The vice president is unable to come. Thanks for your interest, including the vice president, yada, yada, yada. And then it's signed as sincerely the Office of the Vice President, Office of Scheduling. Well, they said, all right, we know how to get around that. Screw it, right? We'll just go through the back channels to daddy, right? We'll get to the big guy through the little guy through the bag man. So O'Brien emailed Eric Swearin, right? This is Hunter Biden's business partner, shady business partner, on May the 6th. After O'Brien emailed a revised request to the White House for Joe Biden's attendance. Like, hey, no, you don't understand. We need him there. Now, what were they offering in return, right? Because they're saying, look, we need the vice president there. How do you entice Eric Swearingen? How do you entice Hunter Biden? What would you do? Well, they made it pretty clear in their back and forth emails. They said, hey, Senator Menendez, the U.S. chair of this above group, Hunter, Spanish members include CEOs of major banks, and then they list some of the banks. Also, Ambassador Salamont is a big supporter, they say. They keep going on and on about how great things are. And they say, hey, we got this annual meeting in December, or excuse me, in July in D.C. The Spanish foreign minister will also be in attendance. Then they say, look, Danny really wants to explore with you the possibility of getting your dad, the VP, to host an event. Maybe even an appearance at a reception at a hotel. Now, this is after the official White House, Vice President's office, has declined. I'll get you more information, the email reads, and we can discuss with Danny next week. I think Salamont mentioned your, here's the payoff, your interest in Spain. And that is why Danny is calling us. Well, I want to know, okay, hold on a second. What is your interest, right? The ambassador is going to be there. You guys are interested in Spain. You want to do some business. Here's some major bankers, some CEOs. They're going to be there, Hunter. Get your dad to our damn meeting. Again, I'm going to quote the email. I think Salamont mentioned your interest in Spain. And that's why Danny is calling us. Sounds interesting. Let's discuss, his business partner says. Probably don't want to mention the transatlantic in case we can't deliver, though, I guess. This is a straight up business deal, folks. That's what they're trying to do. They're saying, hey, you want to get into Spain? We'll get you into Spain. You want to do business? We got the CEOs of these banks right here. You want to get some banking done in Spain? We got you. Whatever it is you need, I just need you to deliver your father, the big guy. Now you understand why Democrats are freaking out. Bob Menendez is a big problem for the Democratic Party because Bob Menendez puts Democrats in a situation where they're like, holy crap, what do we do now? How do we deal with a guy that we know is corrupt without going overboard and then making ourselves look like hypocrites with the Biden crime family? Which brings me, by the way, to impeachment. Biden family bank records are going to be at the center of this impeachment, the same way that gold bars and cash are going to be at the center of the trial with Bob Menendez. And James Comer has come out and said it over the weekend very clearly that as the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, there are clear links between corruption allegations leveled at members of President Joe Biden's family and Biden himself. He had this to say to Trey Gowdy. Listen.
Some unredacted emails from National Archives, if memory serves. Did you get them? And are you satisfied with what you got?
Well, there are 5,200 emails that Joe Biden used a pseudonym in communication of some form or fashion with the government. We've identified this. Now we want these emails and we want the unredacted versions. The National Archives sent 14 of those 5,200 emails yesterday, and I'm sure you're going to be surprised to hear this, Trey. Those 14 really didn't say anything, but yet the media, as soon as we got the emails, the 14 out of 5,200, they said, oh, this is a big nothing burger. So this was another example of the Biden White House coordinating with their friends in the media to paint a false narrative. So, no, we are not satisfied with 14 out of 5,200 emails. We expect all 5,200 emails, and that's another reason why we've had to go the impeachment inquiry route to try to speed the process up from where these government agencies are stonewalling and obstructing our investigation.
Chairman, you're going to need to give me just a second to restart my heart. I was shocked to hear that the D.C. media was not interested in a Republican investigation. That's the first time I've ever heard that. All right. Bank records, corporate documents, tax returns. What other evidence do you need that you don't currently have?
Listen carefully, by the way, to James Comer's response here, because you're going to understand just how corrupt the Democratic Party is. The same Democratic Party that will throw Bob Menendez under the bus for, I would argue, 1/100th of what the Biden crime family has done? Listen to what he says.
Well, we've subpoenaed bank records from the shell companies. Remember, the problem that the Biden family has and the president has is his family's received over $20 million from foreign nationals. Okay, the Biden family and the White House cannot say one thing this family did to receive the $20 million. That is a big red flag with every American. The polls show that. Well, next, we want to see the personal bank records, because the way the Bidens operated, Trey, is they, with Joe Biden, set up these meetings. They set up phone calls with these foreign nationals who were all bad people needing some type of assistance from the United States government. They were all in trouble. They were being investigated for corruption. They were trying to get sweetheart deals. So once the meetings took place, Joe Biden communicated with all of these people. Then wires started transferring from those countries to the shell companies of the Bidens. Then, according to the banks, the Bidens would then launder the money to from the shell companies to 9 different Biden family members in incremental payments. We want to know what happened with the money once they received by the Bidens in their personal account. So we've been doing what we said we were going to do all along. We're following the money. We followed the money from countries like Romania and China to the Biden shell companies, to the Bidens individually. Now we're looking at the Bidens' individual personal bank records, and we want to see where they spent that money. And if you look at the laptop, Trey, there are many instances where people like Eric Sherwin communicated with Hunter Biden saying, this bill is due for your dad's, who's going to pay for it? So we want to see if, in fact, Hunter Biden was paying for things of value for Joe Biden.
Let's just pause there for a second and compare that to what Bob Menendez is being accused of. They're not even close. It's like Menendez is like, okay, jaywalking. And this guy's like grand larceny over here, the Biden family. Like, we're talking about money laundering. We're talking about selling foreign access to God knows what from the Biden crime family. Now, granted, Menendez was basically saying, hey, I'm going to give you intel, right? He's going to get gold bars for intel. Joe Biden was selling policy decisions. Joe Biden was getting people fired who were investigating corrupt people in Ukraine. Joe Biden was literally selling decisions. Menendez was just giving info. I'm not saying that Menendez isn't a terrible human being and doesn't deserve to go to jail for this. I understand. But how is it that Democrats can come out like Anna Navarro and they're like, well, I'm shaken. I'm hoping against hope that there's some sort of logical explanation here. And she's not the only idiot out there saying this crap. There's a lot of others that are out there saying the same thing. They're like, well, I just don't know what to do with Menendez here. This is just, you know, this is something that is just so hard for me. I'm just not sure, you know, I'm not sure what we're going to do here. Right. I'm really torn on what's going to happen. This is going to be so tough. Neither of these cases, to be clear, okay, neither of these cases, anyone should be confused by them. When the U.S. attorney came out and indicted the Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Menendez for bribery scheme involving Egyptian government, no one should feel sorry for him and no one should be surprised by what he said. Okay, no one should be surprised. When Damian Williams came out there and said what he said, I promise you, I and the rest of Washington, D.C., were not surprised by this. There wasn't a single person in the Democratic Party that was surprised by this. They all knew it because they all knew he was a scumbag. And they all knew that this is what he did. They all understood that this is what he did. They all understood it. And they're like, well, we just, you know, well, he deserves to stay in that office there. Right. Menendez just, you know, we can't throw stones at him. You know, he's got a right to, he's innocent until proven guilty. Wish they used that logic against Donald J. Trump, don't you? Don't you wish they had that same logical connection? One other side note here that I just want to bring up so that you know how corrupt all of these people are. Bob Menendez hired Hunter Biden's lawyer for his bribery case. Menendez hired Hunter Biden's lawyer, Abe Lowell, to defend himself against federal bribery charges. So not only are they trading emails about access in 2010, but when they get in trouble, they're like, yeah, hey, who you using for your thing? Oh, great. I'm going to hire him, too. Lowell, who represents high-profile individuals engulfed in political scandals, is now representing Menendez. And he also represented him in the prior corruption case in 2015, which ended in a mistrial. His former clients include John Edwards, lobbyist Jack Abramoff, Bill Clinton, and Hunter Biden. Sounds like a pretty cool group of kids to hang out with, right? And Democrats, over and over again, they say the same thing. Well, you know, we've got a problem here with Menendez. Listen to this from CNN. Another congressman coming out and saying, well, we got to talk about, you know, the real problems here with Menendez.
Here with me now to weigh in on that, as well as the looming government shutdown, is Congressman Dean Phillips of Minnesota. He's a member of the bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus in the House. Thank you, Congressman, for joining me today. Just first on the Menendez news, there's obviously very serious allegations against the Democratic senator. Do you believe that he should resign from the Senate?
Well, first of all, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. Thank goodness, still in our country. But I'm appalled. Anybody who pays attention, I don't care your politics, Democrat or Republican, you should be appalled. A member of Congress who appears to have broken the law is someone who I believe should resign. I think George Santos should have resigned already. Sadly, our House ethics process, and I would argue the Senate as well, is not as proficient as it needs to be. So we have to rely on the judicial system. But I'm really disappointed. And I have to say, in comparison to the president of the United States, of which there is no evidence whatsoever he's broken the law and yet is being subject to an impeachment inquiry, there is evidence here. And yes, I'm a Democrat.
I love this. Like, okay, so all the suspicious activity reports are not evidence, right? They're going out of their way here to cover themselves. He's saying, oh, Menendez, yeah, he's probably guilty, but he's still innocent of proven guilty. And what Menendez is dealing with is completely different than what Joe Biden's dealing with. You have shakedowns happening before your very eyes. You have emails. They're saying, give me my damn money. You have text messages saying you got till the end of the night to tell me to resolve this or I'm going to come after you. And my dad's sitting next to me. And guess what happened within the next week? They got $5 million. Menendez is facing and his wife faced three counts. Conspiracy to commit bribery, conspiracy to commit extortion under color of official right, and conspiracy to commit honest services fraud. That is nothing compared to what the Biden crime family has done. You only got two Menendezes that took the gold bars and the cash, apparently. You got nine Bidens. But this idiot congressman, Representative Dean Phillips, Democrat of the Problem Solvers Caucus. To be clear, Menendez is bad. Joe Biden's good. We want to make sure there's no connection between the two.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. He came out today making it very clear at a press conference that he is not going to waver. He says that he is an innocent man. And look, I don't blame him for this. I'm a realist here, right? If you're Menendez, this is your last hurrah. If I was him, right, I would stay in there. Why would you not stay in there? What the hell else are you going to do? Wait for trial? Might as well try to make some little extra cash while you're there. You're going to need it. And Menendez also, I'm sure the arrogance factor here is massive for him, because he's thinking to the, and he's saying it to the world, I already beat this once before. I'm a Democrat in New Jersey. There's a very good chance I can beat this again with a hung trial. I'm Menendez, for goodness sakes. Listen to what he had to say in Union City, New Jersey.
Good morning. Thank you to all of you who are here today, especially the New Jerseyans who have joined me as I address the events of the last few days. On Friday, the Southern District of New York brought charges against me. I understand how deeply concerning this can be. However, the allegations leveled against me are just that, allegations. For anyone who has known me throughout my 50 years of public service, they know I have always fought for what is right. My advocacy has always been grounded in what I learned from growing up as a son of Cuban refugees, especially my mom, my hero, Evangelina Menendez. Everything I've accomplished, I've worked for, despite the naysayers and everyone who has underestimated me. I recognize this will be the biggest fight yet, but as I have stated throughout this whole process, I firmly believe that when all the facts are presented, not only will I be exonerated, but I still will be the New Jersey's senior senator. For now, I want to address four things. First, a cornerstone of the foundation of American democracy and our justice system is the principle that all people are presumed innocent until proven guilty. All people.
I do have to ask about Menendez here, like when he's talking this way, like it's like he's like, yep, done this before, worked out last time. Why would I be worried this time? Right? I'm innocent until proven guilty. Maybe you should tell your friends that about our president, Donald Trump, right? Maybe you should tell the media to have that same mentality that you have, that you are innocent until proven guilty. Wouldn't that be nice? All right, make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Please share it on social media and write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach more people. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.